91.5 WMFO Medford.
I'm the Invisible Man. I'm the Invisible Man. Incredible how you can see right through me.
Freddie Mercury.
When you hear a sound that you just can't place, feel something move.
I'm the Invisible Man.
WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Muscleton and Duke and Mitchell. as she speaks to you. Hear the voices flutter through, through the water, in the sky. Through the water, in the sky. Through the water, in the sky.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers the simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
For a few words with the stars of our show, the Zombies. What were you all doing before you came into the entertainment business? Paul?
Well, I was at school until last July, and I turned down a university place to do this.
How about you, Hugh?
Ah. I was in a bank before I started this for 2 years.
Do you find this more lucrative, Paul?
It's more lucrative.
I was going to go to university.
What happened?
Well, a group came along, you see. I joined this group.
Oh, this is the group that came along, was it? Mm. Colin?
I was an insurance broker in London.
Chris?
I was at art school for 4 years.
Do you ever do any art now at all?
I don't get much time. I wish I could. But...
Well, he's designing the cover for RLP.
Are you really?
Secret.
Oh, I'm secretly
sorry,
designing
he's
the
not,
cover.
Yeah.
He's designing the cover for RLP, folks. You've just had tremendous success in the States with your record, She's Not There. Now, did you write that yourself?
Yes.
Rod wrote it.
Forward.
Forward, Rod. Do you write all your own material?
Well, no, I've written two of the singles. I wrote She's Not There and Tell Her No.
Would you like to sing it for us?
Right,
yeah,
sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're
in tune.
You don't mind, do you?
Yeah, I'm in tune.
Okay.
You're all in tune?
He's always
in
tune.
Let's go then.
Right.
Tell her now.
Oh,
Downloading.
Welcome to the Arcade Radio Show. Video games, pop culture, and everything internet. Plug in from 5 to 6 p.m. every Thursday with Heather and the gang. 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
Choose your destiny. Flawless victory.
Hello, welcome to the Arcade Radio Show. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, we are going to be playing video game music and songs from pop culture and songs from the internet. We have our normal three DJs today, me, Heather,
Julia,
and Nelson.
And today we're graced with our first guest and our very special guest, Kayla Kierstead.
Hi.
Yay. So we're going to be playing a lot of songs. Kayla didn't know this, so you can't blame her. But our entire playlist today is based off of Kayla.
Her shimmering personality.
There were so many songs to choose from because she just likes so many video games. Mm-hmm. So our first two songs that we started out with today was the Mortal Kombat theme, which is a personal favorite of mine as well because of the great movies. And after that was the Persona 4 song, Reach Out to the Truth.
What is Persona 4? Yeah. And why have I heard of it a million times, but never?
Because you're friends with me. That's probably why.
Okay. Well, then, Guru, what is Persona 4? Is it a series or is it like one game?
Yeah, it's part of the Persona series, which is part of the Shin Megami Tensei series, which is part of like a million different things. And like, mm-hmm. it's a Japanese RPG.
Oh.
So it's one of those things where like, you know, there's like extensive leveling up to a point where it's super irritating.
I love extensive leveling up to the point where it's super irritating. Actually, that's my favorite part about RPGs.
But it's like, you know, it's all the characters are really compelling. The story is really interesting. And like, basically, in Persona 4, you're like the bunch of, you know, teenagers, a ragtag mm-hmm. group of misfits, go into the TV world to try to solve the murders in their town.
In TV?
Yep. Because people are being pushed into the TV world, and then murders them in the real world. It sounds really dumb explaining it.
Trust us, it's really cool.
It's a really good game.
It is, yeah.
Normally, I don't like JRPGs, but I love Persona.
Can you get pulled into like a Western TV show and then get murdered in a Western way?
I don't think it really works that way.
Oh,
it's not that cool.
Yeah. It's like
an alternate dimension.
Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah. But like, just call it the TV zone.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. All the like dungeons and stuff you go through are themed after the person that's been like pushed in there. My favorite one being the gay bathhouse.
Kanji.
Yeah. Kanji Tatsumi.
There's a gay bathhouse dungeon?
Oh, there's a gay bathhouse dungeon.
Wow.
And you know, it is a better movie than the stripper dungeon.
It is way better than the stripper dungeon.
Is the person a stripper or do they like strippers?
It's sort of like people are battling their inner insecurities.
What would your dungeon be?
My dungeon? Oh. A
gay bathhouse.
I think it would be me sitting in traffic waiting to go somewhere really important. As I hate a lot of things in that scenario.
Nelson, what would your dungeon be?
Probably unemployment.
Ooh.
I actually did not mean to bash you on that one.
That's who? Nobody's unemployed.
No one here.
We all gainfully employed.
I wish I was unemployed.
So the next song we're going to play is from a band called Baby Metal. And I feel like we need to give a little intro before we play the song about the background of Baby Metal. It sort of became kind of internet famous, I would say, like, what, maybe a year ago, when people were in a huff of, like, this isn't metal music, because it's a blend between metal and Japanese pop music, and I think it's blended really well, and I think it's really great to listen to, but I think a lot of metal fans were sort of like, this is sacrilege.
Aren't they the ones that are always talking about sacrilege?
Yeah.
Like, sacrilege is sweet, dude!
Yeah. Yeah. Not when it involves young Japanese girls, though.
That's so not metal!
Yeah. Yeah. Or also, maybe also it was created specifically for profit, too, maybe? Oh. Possibly, I feel, with the music industry everywhere.
Because it was like an idol thing, right? They were part of a bigger group earlier, and then they split off into this Baby Metal. Mm. And apparently, when asked, the two did not know what metal was before they started Baby Metal, and now they're rocking. So you can start just about anywhere.
Yep.
Yeah. We all have tickets to go see Baby Metal in May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still selling tickets, but I think they upped the price a little bit now.
And they have a new album coming out in April.
All right, word. Okay. We'll check out these
play some new songs.
4-foot tall baby metalheads. Right.